Today, anthrax spores were found in the mail handling facilities of two more government institutions, the U.S. Supreme Court and the CIA. President Bush announced that testing in post offices in the East will be stepped up, while a union representing mail handlers wants one facility in New York shut down. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Anthrax spores were found in an air filter at an off-site warehouse that processes mail for the High Court. Officials closed the Supreme Court itself as a precaution, and the court, tested once already for anthrax spores, will be checked again. Earlier today, anthrax spores were discovered at the building where the CIA's mail is processed. The main CIA headquarters remained open, and employees have been offered precautionary doses of the antibiotic Cipro. Spores were also found at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Maryland, a few miles from the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. One of the two Washington area postal employees to die of inhalation anthrax was buried today, and at the White House, President Bush said that worker, Thomas Morris, had died in the service of his country. Mr. Bush tried to address the worries of postal employees.
I want to assure postal workers that our government is testing more than 200 postal facilities along the entire Eastern Corridor that may have been impacted. And we will move quickly to treat and protect workers where positive exposures are found.
In New York City, local officials of the Postal Union said the union will sue the Postal Service to force it to shut down a Manhattan mail processing plant where anthrax spores were found on four machines. The Postal Service maintains there is no need to close the plant. The letter to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle remains the only one to have turned up in Washington containing anthrax spores, but the discovery of spores in so many diverse locations has led to speculation that others containing the bacteria are out there yet to be discovered. Asked about whether other letters could be out there today, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge called that the $64,000 question. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.